Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And this is WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good afternoon. I'm Dolores Handy. A giant in broadcast journalism, best known for his 30-year career at NPR and his 25-plus-year career at CBS News, is dead. NPR says longtime senior news analyst Daniel Shore died this morning at a hospital in Washington. For some perspective on Daniel Shore's impact on public radio, we turn now to WBUR program director Sam Fleming. Hi, Sam.
Hello, Dolores.
For many of us in public radio, Dan Shore's name is associated with All Things Considered and Weekend Edition Saturday. Remind us about his professional life before public radio.
Well, for starters, we're reminded today that his career, his public radio career, actually started 25 years ago in 1985, and he was 69 years old when he started. It was the third tier of a lengthy career that spanned more than six decades. He made a name for himself, Dolores, back at CBS, as you mentioned, after being hired as one of Murrow's boys by Edward R. Murrow, of course, the most famous of all radio broadcast journalists. He worked for Murrow and CBS in Moscow and Germany before returning to Washington, where he got on then-President Nixon's enemies list, something Dan always sort of wore as a badge of honor. And a few years later, in 1979, he went to the then-fledgling news organization CNN, and 6 years later to NPR.
You know, as a former member of the CBS News family, I remember that when Dan was at CBS, it was known as the gold standard of broadcast journalism. And now there are many who believe that NPR has moved into that role.
I know. He'd often talk about that, Dolores. And he was so proud of those days at CBS, and especially his old colleague, Edward R. Murrow. Here he is giving a speech at WBUR's annual gala in 2003.
Somebody asked me once, what do you think Ed Murrow would be doing if he were alive today? And the answer comes very easily. He would be at NPR. This is the home for people who take information seriously, not with a powder puff, not with a teleprompter or so on, but trying to get at it. And it's been a real thrill at this stage in my life to be able to deal with work with these people.
Dan was with NPR for 25 years, where he became a staple writing essays and analyzing the news for All Things Considered, and of course providing news analysis each Saturday morning with Scott Simon on Weekend Edition Saturday.
And Sam, I recall that Dan would often get in trouble back in his heyday as a reporter, taking on the likes of Nikita Khrushchev and, as you mentioned, former President Richard Nixon.
He really was always skeptical of politicians and relished taking on the establishment. But he always did so, Dolores, after getting those facts in order and after getting CBS in hot water with the Nixon administration. He resigned in 1979 before some thought he would have been pushed out. Shore, at his core, was, of course, a traditional journalist, the scrappy, hardworking reporter, and he wasn't afraid to ask those tough questions. And once he got to NPR, he always called it as he saw it, a freedom he always appreciated about NPR. Here he is again in 2003.
Not in all those time have I had a sense that anybody was standing in my way, limiting me, afraid that they would lose a sponsor or so on and so forth. It's taken me fourscore and 7 years is how old I am, to arrive at a place where I am comfortable with all the people I deal with, respect what they do, and the last thing, maybe they're comfortable with me. Thank you.
Dan had a special place in his heart for WBUR, which along with Boston University in 2002 named the Dan Shore Prize in his honor. The annual award is presented each year to a young journalist in public radio. He was always so modest and awestruck that an award had actually been named for him. Dan was a very special colleague for all of us in public radio. And while he may have had that cantankerous side, Dolores, even William Sapphire, who worked for Nixon back in those days when Shore was a thorn in their side, Sapphire said of Dan Shore, he was also lovable.
Indeed he was. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore, dead at the age of 93. Sam, thank you.
Thank you, Dolores.
WBUR program director Sam Fleming.